paid program does not necessarily reflect the views of News Radio 830 KHVH, its staff, or management.
Now it's time for the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. This is your weekly informative hour all about eyes. Learn about cataracts. Ask a question about glaucoma. Find out how diabetes affects your eyes. Stay tuned for an entertaining and educational program about eyes and eye care. Call in to have your questions answered by the doctor. Now, your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Steve Ree. I'm filling in for Dr. Tortora. It's time once again for our regular weekly program about eyes and eye care. It's called the Hawaiian Eye Show, and it's sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better. We'll be here for the next hour talking about glasses, bifocals, and eye surgery. We can talk about your cataracts or your contacts, itchy eyes, droopy lids, or whatever it is that interests you. If you'd like to join us or have a question, give us a call. Our number here is 521-8383. Again, 521-8383. If you're on the web, on the internet, we're online at www.hawaiianeye.com. You can also follow Dr. Tortora on Twitter by going to twitter.com, Dr. Tortora. All opinions expressed on this program are my own and don't necessarily reflect those of the station. I'm an ophthalmologist, or an IMD, which means I'm a medical doctor specializing in the eyes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour. Again, if you have any questions related to eyes, your vision, anything at all, give us a call. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I can't believe it's 2013. It seems like it was only yesterday that we were wishing everyone a happy 2012. It feels like I just got used to writing 2012, and all of my notes, now I've got to write 2013. Anyway, I wish all of our listeners a happy, prosperous, healthy new year. Today, we'll be talking about your eyes. As I always do, I start off with a few interesting cases, patients that I've seen in recent weeks that I thought were interesting, perhaps a little bit educational. I'll start off with a very nice 56-year-old lady who came in pretty miserable. Her right eye was in pain. In fact, she was having a headache, like all around the eye. It started the night before. She could not sleep. The vision was down. And in fact, she was a little bit nauseous, too. And when she came in, she was just miserable, and she was wondering what was going on. Well, on exam, her vision was decreased. We have been seeing her prior for diabetes, and her vision was fine on her prior exam. However, today it was down quite a bit in that right eye, and she was in obvious discomfort, too. I mean, she was holding her head, her whole eye and head was achy, and her eye was also red, and she had a hard time opening it. So when I took a look, the cornea, which is in the front part of the eye, that's the clear window that lets all the light inside the eye, was kind of cloudy, so that was kind of concerning. And when I checked the pressure, it was incredibly high. Usually, the eye pressure, kind of like your blood pressure, the eyeball has a pressure that we can measure. It's usually around 10 to 22, and hers was really elevated. It was 50, so that's pretty high, and that probably explained why she was in so much discomfort. That probably explains why her vision was down. So what was going on? Well, when I took a closer look, I saw that she had a certain type of glaucoma. Now, I think you guys have heard of that term, glaucoma. Now, that's different from cataract. Glaucoma refers to the optic nerve, or problems with the optic nerve, and sometimes it's associated with very high pressures. And there are two different types of glaucoma. There's the open angle and closed angle. The most common type is the open-angle glaucoma, and we normally treat that with pressure-lowering eye drops, laser, or even surgery. However, this poor lady had the angle or closed-angle type of glaucoma. Now, what does that mean? Well, there are certain structures in the eye, in the front part of the eye, called the angles, and the angles are important because they contain the drainage channels. Your eyeball is constantly producing fluid, and that fluid has to go somewhere, and it's drained through the angles. And in certain people, because of the anatomic makeup of the eye, they're predisposed to having what are called narrow angles. So instead of the angles being wide open and allowing the fluid to drain properly, they're a little bit on the narrow side. And what does that mean? Well, in certain conditions, the angles can close up suddenly in folks whose angles are a little bit narrow. And when the angles close up, the fluid can't go anywhere. So kind of like if you put a stopper on your tub, all the fluid builds up. It can't go down the drain. Well, in the same manner, when the angles are closed, the fluid that the eye produces can't go anywhere. So it becomes trapped in the eye. The pressure builds up, causes a lot of discomfort, and over time, it can damage the optic nerve. And that's essentially the definition of glaucoma, is damage to the optic nerve. And that is not good, since if the optic nerve is damaged, that can affect the vision, perhaps permanently. So in folks like this lady who has the angle closure, there's several different things we can do. Well, firstly, make the correct diagnosis, make sure it is indeed an angle closure attack, which in this case it was. And really the treatment is to create an outlet channel for the fluid to go. And that can open up the angle, allowing the fluid to drain properly. So how do we do that? Well, we do a laser procedure. Now, ophthalmology is a pretty neat specialty. It allows us to use all sorts of technology to cure eye disease, and lasers are one of them. And in fact, that was one of the things that attracted me to ophthalmology. You get to use lasers, so I thought that was pretty neat. In this particular case, the laser is used to create a bypass channel inside of the eye, on the iris, or the colored part of the eye. And that allows the fluid to not be drained, but it allows the another area for the fluid to go, and that opens up the angle structure. So that's exactly what we did to this patient. We did the laser procedure emergently in the office. And as soon as the laser was done, creating that bypass channel, you could see the angles open up, the pressure steadily went down, and her discomfort pretty much went away almost instantaneously. So it was a good thing that she came in. If the pressure is allowed to stay elevated for a long time, that can cause almost irreversible damage to the optic nerve. So it's a good thing that she came in early enough. Hopefully she doesn't have any sustained damage to the optic nerve. We'll be following her carefully. After the procedure, her vision had improved already. Most likely the vision change was due to the swelling of the cornea, or the front part. When the cornea and the pressure goes up suddenly, the cornea becomes swollen, gets cloudy, and that can affect the vision. Glenn, we're glad to help her out, and we'll be following her closely. Another case is a 64-year-old gentleman. Wasn't in any discomfort like our first patient. However, his vision was not that great in the left eye. So what's going on with him? Well, he, on exam, his vision was not good at all. He could barely see the large E. You know how if you go get your eye examined, you look at the eye chart, on the very top, the largest letter is that big E. Well, he could barely see that. So you know something's going on. Well, on exam, he had a few things, actually. He had a rather large scar on the cornea. Again, the cornea is the front part of the eye. You normally it's clear, and that allows the light to go in so you can see properly. However, this gentleman has had a white scar right in the middle. Not only that, but he also had a pretty dense cataract. I think our regular listeners know that the cataract is the lens inside of the eye, and over time, the lens gets cloudy, and that can affect the vision. So he had two things that really affected his vision significantly. We'll be right back after this break.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
Life has never looked better with Hawaiian Eye Center.
The Hawaiian Eye Show phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 521-8383 with your questions for the doctor. If you're calling from the neighbor islands, call us toll-free at 888-565-8383. Now, back to your host, Harvard-trained eye surgeon, Dr. Christopher Totora.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora on the Hawaiian Eye Show. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you've got any questions about eyes, eye disease, glasses, blurry vision, anything at all, give us a call at 521-8383. Well, we were going over a few cases. This particular gentleman had really bad vision in the left eye. On exam, it turned out he's got a scar on his cornea as well as a pretty dense cataract, and both of those things are affecting his vision. Well, how do you get a scar on your cornea? Well, there are different reasons that people can get it. The most common usually is an infection in the eye. Perhaps this gentleman had an infection a long time ago, and after it healed, it left a scar right in the center, although he didn't really recall having a specific infection or being treated in the past. Another reason is kind of an inflammatory state. Sometimes inflammation on the surface of the eye can result in a scar. Trauma to the eye, perhaps like a cut or a laceration, can cause that, but he didn't really have any history of a trauma, so it's kind of unclear in this gentleman why he had this. However, it's there. It's affecting his vision. That in addition to the cataract. So what do we do? Well, if we just did cataract surgery, the vision may not be at its most optimum since he's got the scar there. So if we take out that dense lens, the light still can't get through properly because of the scarring. So we opted to do a combined cataract surgery as well as a corneal transplant. And with the corneal transplant, we simply remove that central area of the cornea. We cut it out, actually, and cut out a nice circular area in the center, and that'll remove the scar. And we replace it with a donor cornea. And that's simply sewn in place. So what we do first is remove that scarred area. And then we go on to the cataract aspect of the surgery, and we remove the cataract or the dense lens, put in the artificial lens or the implant, and then close up the eye with the donor cornea. So that's exactly what we did to this gentleman, to his left eye. And he's about 2 weeks out from surgery, and already he's seeing a lot better than before. And the eye will continue to heal, especially after cornea surgery. That does take a longer time than cataract surgery to heal and to get the optimum vision. But already he's seeing a lot better, and hopefully he'll do well. And I think he will do well. In fact, the other eye has a similar problem. He does have scarring there as well as a cataract. So at some point, we'll probably opt to do the same surgery on his other eye. So really interesting case, really nice gentleman. We have another case that I thought was interesting. We have a 63-year-old man who has a history of a tumor removal in his brain. He had a tumor that was removed a long time ago, and the result was one of the side effects of that surgery was the inability to close his eyelid. So he can't close his eyes properly on the right side. So that can be problematic. If you can imagine, if you can't close your eyelids properly, the surface of the eye is constantly exposed. I mean, if you try to kind of forcefully keep your eyes open all the time, your eyes are going to dry out, and you'll feel it. It'll get really irritated. It'll start to burn, sting. It'll be really red. So if the surface of the eye dries out, that's really not good. What can happen is the surface can break down. The surface of the cornea can break down and cause problems down the line. We've got a caller, David. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Dr. Reed. David, how are you?
Hi, very good, thank you.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm calling with just a general question about... I've just turned 50, and I've developed early-onset glaucoma, and I was lucky enough to catch it early. So I'm taking eye drops. I can't recall the name of them offhand, but I have a question for you about just the general physical fitness of the eyes, and if you could recommend any sort of therapy that we can do on our own, sort of nutritional therapy, supplementation, even as far as eye exercising, that sort of thing, to combat things like glaucoma and other things that can develop.
Right. Well, to address the glaucoma part, you know, there's really not much that you can do as a preventative measure besides getting routine eye exams. Normally we recommend that around age 40, people start to get a routine or yearly eye exam specifically to look for problems that may develop down the line. As far as nutrition goes, exercises, nothing specifically for the eye. We do recommend to our patients to take like a general multivitamin, you know, just for, I think it's the lutein. Studies have shown that the lutein component of the vitamins may be beneficial. Our patients with macular degeneration specifically, there's a special formulation of vitamins and minerals that's geared towards them specifically. But in general, I think prevention is the key. So the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommends, you know, once you hit 40, go see your eye doctor, get a baseline examination, see if there are anything, if there's anything brewing. By the time you're 40, you're going to have the beginnings of cataracts. I mean, nothing that'll affect your vision. Of course, the vision does change, particularly the near vision. You may have noticed requiring glasses just to clear that up. But for general eye health, exercise-wise, I mean, nothing specifically for the eyes. I think, you know, as you know, exercise is key just for your general health. But there aren't any, like... eye muscle exercises or anything that we recommend in general. I don't know if you had a specific thing for glaucoma or any other specific question, but...
Well, it was... I think it's latanoprost that I'm taking for the glaucoma.
Yeah.
And it's working wonders. I can actually... I noted before I was taking it, I noticed that I thought it was headaches or... things that I was having, but it turned out that the pressure within my eyes which was causing what seemed like a strange sort of headache. So once I started taking the drops, it worked out really very nicely. But I did want to follow up with one quick question, and then I'll leave. But the question is, I switched occupations recently from a job that required a lot of physical work and where my eyes were constantly moving, panning and focusing and that sort of thing. And then I switched to a job which required my sitting at a computer for 8 to 10 hours a day, where I would just obviously look at the computer primarily or at documentation and that sort of thing. So I was using my eyes much less. That sort of correlated with the problem with the pre-glaucoma starting, the early glaucoma beginning. which I thought was interesting because I had been using my eyes so much, and then I switched to an occupation where I, do you know what I'm saying, where I'm going?
If you like, there's less stress on your eyes.
Well, less activity. The eyes were moving much less, focusing in, focusing out.
Yeah, I don't think moving the eyes or eye movement is related to the glaucoma.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I mean, the glaucoma, if you have, it sounds like you have like the open angle type, I'm assuming.
He didn't tell me.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of inherent in your eyes.
Okay.
Even if you had a job where you didn't move your eyes around a lot, I don't think that would have, you know, deterred you from or prevented you from having glaucoma.
Okay.
There's several risk factors for glaucoma. Certainly family history is a big one. I don't know if any family members.
That's the strange thing. No one in my family has had this problem.
Yeah. Certainly high eye pressures, and that's just inherent in your eyes.
I understand diet can have an effect. High salt intake, that sort of thing.
For blood pressure, and blood pressure isn't really correlated with the eye pressure.
Oh, I see.
They're independent. Okay. Yeah. So if you have high blood pressure, it doesn't mean your eye pressure is going to be high, or vice versa. Yeah.
All right.
But it's great that it was caught early. That's the key, and the goal of treatment is to prevent any vision loss. And studies have shown that in glaucoma specifically, keeping the eye pressure lower or lowering the eye pressure with drops in your case will prevent any loss in the vision. So I'm glad you got that taken care of.
Yeah, so am I. All righty.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so so glaucoma, as I mentioned, there are different types of glaucoma. The open angle is the most common type. The closed angle is, in the example given earlier, is another type, not as common as the open angle. And there are several treatment modalities. Eye drops we use initially to help lower the eye pressure. And as I said, the blood pressure isn't correlated with the eye pressure. Besides eye drops, there's a laser as well that we have in the office that we can perform in the office that will help to lower the eye pressure. In severe cases or in advanced glaucoma, there's also different types of surgery that can be done to lower the eye pressure. So there are several treatment options. We've got another caller on the line. Hello? Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. So let's go back to our gentleman who can't close his eyelids. So as I said, he had a tumor removed a long time ago. And one of the side effects of that surgery was that it affected the nerve that controls the eyelid. And he can't close his eyes all the way. And that can cause problems. Down the line, that's why he came to see us. But before we go on, there is another caller. Sally, hello?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I had, like, a little bit of headaches, and then was kind of unrelated to the little stars, like crescent stars, that would appear in my peripheral vision, sometimes be right eye, sometimes be left eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought maybe I was dehydrated, so I drank a lot of water, and that kind of slowed down. And then last night I was playing the piano, reading sheet music, and I had this thing, top right peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like it wasn't like a crescent star shape. It was just it was more like I don't know what it was. It was bothering me. It was while I was trying to read.
How long did it last?
I must have played for an hour.
Oh, yeah. You saw that kind of visual thing for an hour?
Huh?
You saw those stars for an hour?
Yeah, it wasn't more like stars this time. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was almost like a mosquito that was like, it would come in, you could barely see it, and then it would, like, disappear again. It was, like,
Oh, kind of like a floater thingy, like coming in and out of your vision?
Yeah, but it wasn't in the, like the other ones I'd been having mm-hmm. would come on like...
Were they more like flashes?
Huh?
Were they like flashes that you had?
They were just, they'd last for about 15 minutes and they were like if I'd go into a room that had a lot of Christmas lights, all of a sudden I'd get those Christmas lights going in on my eyes, and then
okay.
it would last for a very short time. But last night it lasted way long, but it was a different pattern.
Okay, so whenever I see somebody that comes in with like either floaters or flashes
mm-hmm.
like that, it can be usually one of two things. If the floaters like kind of come and go, and some people describe it as like a bug, like you. Or like a spider web, or spots, squiggly lines that kind of float around in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the vitreous, which is the gel inside of the eye. You know, we all have the gel, and over time, it kind of breaks down. It becomes less gel-like and more watery. And it's a natural process, happens to everybody. And when that does happen, people notice those floaters because the gel kind of condenses inside of your eyeball.
Mm.
And when light passes through, it casts a shadow, and people see that as floaters.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a new onset of floaters, you know, we usually, you know, recommend you see somebody only to make sure that the retina is okay and everything's okay inside of the eyes. Sometimes when the floaters form, it can tug on the retina because in certain areas that gel is adherent to the retina, which is the tissue that lines the inside of the eye, and when it tugs on it, sometimes it can cause a tear. And that happens rarely, but it could happen. So if you see new onset of floaters or flashing lights, and by flashing lights, I mean like a flickering light that lasts like seconds that comes and goes, we recommend that you get that checked out and get a good dilated exam, specifically looking for the floater as well as looking for any tears. And if there is a tear, that should be treated. And that's usually treated with a laser. Now, another thing that can cause flashing complaints that last a little bit longer, anywhere from 10 minutes to an hour, people often describe like a zigzagging crescent off to the side that kind of like can spiral and last minutes rather than seconds. That's more consistent with what's called an ocular migraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people can get migraine headaches? Well, people can get migraines with just the eyeball. You may or may not get a headache afterwards. Some people just have the eye symptoms. They see that it's called like a scintillating scotoma, almost like a zigzaggy line. Some people have like spots in their vision that's missing. So they have like blind spots in the vision, and that can last 10 minutes to an hour. So sounds like you have a little bit of both. but if those floaters are new, and if you have those like discrete flashes, it might be a good idea just to get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the vitreous is okay and the retina is okay.
I think it was primarily caused by dehydration.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not getting the crescents anymore. I'm getting more like that weird one that came in last night, like the mosquito, an electric mosquito. But it didn't come into the focal point. It just kind of stayed
the side.
Up to the side. And it was only on the right side. And it was
The floaters, you really can't get rid of them.
You can't get rid of floaters?
No, they may drift away. And
what causes those things?
That's the vitreous of the gel.
Oh, the vitreous.
Yeah, that breaks down over time. But, you know, if that is something new,
you might
want to get a dilated exam.
Okay.
Checked out.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Okay, so flashes, floaters, a very common complaint that we see in the office. We see almost every day somebody comes in with that, so it is very common. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Their experienced surgeons have extensive cataract and general eye care experience. And they proudly welcome their newest eye surgeon, Dr. Stephen Ree. Dr. Ree brings a wealth of experience to the Hawaiian Eye Center team. To schedule an appointment with a member of the eye care team, call Hawaiian Eye Center today at 733-2020 or visit the website at hawaiianeye.com.
The news authority in Honolulu is News Radio 830 KHVH.
It's 70 degrees, partly cloudy and breezy in Honolulu. I'm Julia Norton-Dennis. Here's what's happening. A police SWAT team is reported to be outside a home in Aurora, Colorado, where an armed man may be holding as many as four people hostage. Police Sergeant Cassidy Carlson tells KUSA-TV that police received a call after gunshots were heard early this morning. It's unclear if anyone had been hurt. Officers have been negotiating with the man, sometimes using a bullhorn. Several homes in the area have been evacuated. Police are trying to sort out escalating accusations as they investigate an alleged rape by two high school football players in eastern Ohio. Steubenville City and police officials have launched a website intended to weed fiction from fact, including allegations that more people were involved in the incident. Two 16-year-old boys are set for trial in juvenile court next month. Their attorneys have denied the charges. Several fire companies were called to the scene of a brush fire near 87576 Kula'aupuni Street in Waianae. It was reported just after 6:30 a.m. and firefighters quickly surrounded the flames. Their job is being made much more difficult, though, by the gusty winds. Big Island prosecutors yesterday charged 31-year-old Ke'aka Martin with two counts of first-degree attempted murder in the shooting of two police officers Wednesday. Martin is in critical condition after being found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. The two officers were both shot in the legs. They are in stable condition. A woman from the Netherlands was killed yesterday, apparently when her bicycle went off a cliff in Wahee, Maui. Rescuers rappelled 125 feet down the cliff and found the body of a 29-year-old woman from Amsterdam. Wind advisory for all islands. High surf for east shores today. Showers likely amid partly sunny skies. High in the upper 70s and currently 71.
Hawaiian Eye Center offers you complete eye care for the entire family. Now, cataract patients can reduce or eliminate their dependence on eyeglasses with premium cataract care in as little as 15 minutes. Advanced technology lenses are designed to provide good vision for distance, near and in between, with less dependence on eyeglasses. When cataracts blur vision, a short, painless procedure helps. If you have a cataract and want back youthful vision, call Hawaiian Eye Center at 733-2020 or visit hawaiianeye.com.
The phone lines are now open at 521-8383. On the neighbor islands, it's a free call, 1-888-565-8383. And now, here's Dr. Christopher Tortora.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. This is Dr. Steve Ree filling in for Dr. Tortora on the Hawaiian Eye Show. We were talking about a gentleman who could not close his eyelid after his brain tumor surgery. So when the eyelids can't close, it's the cornea is exposed, the surface of the eye is exposed, and it gets dried out, and the surface can break down. So that's not good. Ultimately, what can happen is the breakdown can continue to progress, and it can create a perforation on the cornea. So that's not a good thing. So the different measures that we can take, the surface of the eye needs to be constantly lubricated since the eyelids don't close all the way. There are different eye drops, gels that can be used. If the surface does break down, that needs special attention and care. Sometimes we put a bandage contact lens so the surface can heal. However, ultimately, surgery might be necessary. If the eyelids can't close by themselves, or at will, then we have to close it for the patient, meaning we have to kind of close the lids shut so the surface isn't exposed at all. And, you know, ultimately, we want to prevent the surface from breaking down. If the surface does break down, it's at risk for not only perforation but infection, so it can be problematic. So I think what this gentleman may need in the future is to close the eyelids, or partially, and we don't sew the eyelids shut completely. We can kind of partially close it off to the side just enough to help lubricate the surface of the eye. That's one of the surgeries that can be done to help out this gentleman. So in our office, on occasion, we do see a lot of kids who come in. They've been to their pediatrician, or they've gotten vision exams in school, and they were noted to have blurry vision. So they come to our office and get their eyes checked out. Oftentimes, the vision is fine. For some reason, they don't test very well in the pediatrician's office or at school. And when they come into our office, they're seeing 20/20, and their eyes are perfectly healthy. However, other times, the vision is blurry, and they do require glasses. Now, for our young patients, our kids, we do a complete eye exam. We do dilate the eyes to take a good look inside, and the dilation not only helps us to do a good eye exam, but it also helps us to fit the glasses well. The dilating drops not only open up the pupil, but it also paralyzes the focusing muscle. And in kids, the muscles are working overtime. They do tend to overfocus. So by paralyzing it, it helps us to get a true glasses measurement. So a lot of parents wonder, oh, why are you giving drops? Are they really necessary? Well, to get a good exam and to get an accurate glasses prescription, we do recommend getting the eye drops. So kids, of course, don't like getting drops in the eyes, but they do well. They do sit still for us, and we can get a good exam. And when glasses are necessary, we recommend them. Glasses, what can happen if you don't give your child glasses? Well, in certain cases or certain conditions, if the vision isn't corrected early on, it can cause what's called a lazy eye. I think that's a term that might be familiar with folks out there. The eye, the eyes, the visual pathways are constantly developing in a child. And if the vision isn't corrected, or if there's any blurriness that's persistent, those visual pathways can not develop correctly, and that can cause a lazy eye. And over time, even with glasses, it cannot be corrected, or the vision cannot be corrected. So what are things to look out for? Well, the pediatricians and the schools are great at screening kids for blurry vision. At home, things to look out for is any crossing of the eyes. If you notice the eyes not looking straight, or one eye turning in or out, and if that's persistent, you should get that checked out in your child. So it is important that the vision is corrected early on, or as soon as possible, if there is a problem. Kids come in, get their eyes dilated. It helps us to get a more accurate glasses prescription. And I know kids, it's kind of difficult, especially the young ones, to keep the glasses on at all times. But we do recommend that you do your best, especially if they do have a significant prescription. It's good to keep the glasses on at all times to prevent that lazy eye from forming. What I thought I'd talk about now are different types of complaints that we see, or the most common complaints that we see in the office. Certainly blurry vision is one of them. Itchy, teary eyes is something that we've been seeing a lot lately. The most common cause are allergies. Here in Hawaii, there are lots of things that can cause allergic reactions in the body. There are plants, the vog. The volcanoes act up, can affect the eyes, and it can be really problematic. I mean, we see kids, adults, grandparents who come in complaining of constant itching and tearing and swollen eyes. It can be seasonal for some. Others, it may be year-round. In young kids, there's a certain condition called vernal keratoconjunctivitis, more common in young boys. That can be kind of severe. They come in, they're just miserable, their eyes are red, they're constantly rubbing their eyes, and they can't see well since the surface of the eyes are irritated. And it's pretty unusual that it does happen in young boys specifically. However, over time, they tend to grow out of it. However, if they do have a flare-up, we do like to treat that. And we have special drops that can bring some relief to the symptoms. Other causes of itchy, teary eyes, dry eye. Most of our patients, especially our older patients, have some amount of dry eye. It's a very common condition. And for some, if it's severe, it can be very problematic. They have constant burning, light sensitivity. Their vision comes and goes throughout the day. And it's very problematic. So we have several treatment options. Of course, artificial tears is something we recommend. We can put in what's called punctal plugs, which plug up the drain in the eyelids to prevent the tears from draining too quickly. There are different types of medications, prescription medications that we can recommend for dry eye. So it is something that is common and can be irritating, some more than others, and there are things that we can do to make it more comfortable. Other complaints that we see, the flashes and floaters. We got a caller in earlier who had the flashes and floaters. Again, that's something that is pretty common. Like I said, we do see several people every week with that symptom. And if you do have new flashes or floaters, it is a good idea to get it checked out, simply to make sure that the inside of the eye is okay and that you don't have a tear in the retina. Now, if there is a tear, that can be treated, and we want to treat that early because a tear can progress into a detachment, which requires more invasive treatment and surgery. Other complaints that we have is something growing on my eye. Here in Hawaii, where the sun is pretty intense, a lot of people have what's called a pterygium. That's an overgrowth of the mucus layer on the surface of the eye. Kind of looks like a whitish, like a haze growing towards the center of the eye. Usually, if they're small, they don't cause any problems. They may cause a little bit of irritation, especially if the eyes dry out, in which case we do recommend lubricant eye drops. However, if they do get to a certain size, it can start to affect your vision. And for those large ones, we do recommend a surgical excision, and we do that in the operating room. Of course, we want to do that before it gets too large. Whenever those are removed, it can leave a scar underneath, and we don't want the scar to be in the center of the eye. So we're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back.
If you need the personal attention of Dr. Tortora or one of the other doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, visit their offices in Central Oahu and in Hilo on the Big Island. Call for your appointment. The number on Oahu is 733-2020. That spells C-2020. From the neighbor islands, call toll-free 1-888-621-2020.
With the latest technology, cataract care is often a fast, painless procedure with a rapid return to normal vision and normal activities.
It doesn't hurt. It just takes, 15, 20 minutes the most, and you're out. That's it.
We strive to make your procedure safe and painless. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, hawaiianeye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C-2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
The phone lines are open at 521-8383. And from the neighbor islands, 1-888-565-8383. Now, back to Dr. Christopher Tortora, our host of the Hawaiian Eye Show.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is Dr. Steve Rhee on the Hawaiian Eye Show. We were talking about different types of eye complaints that we commonly see in the office. One is people who come in saying, oh, my doctor told me I have diabetes. Well, Diabetes affects the whole body, as you know, especially the eyes. So all the doctors send over their patients who have diabetes to get their eyes checked out, make sure that there is no involvement in the eyes. So what do we look for? What do we do if you have diabetes and you're at the eye office? Well, we're interested in the general health of your eye, obviously, but also we're looking for what's called diabetic retinopathy, and that affects the retina, or the inner lining of the eye. And people whose diabetes is poorly controlled and the sugars have been consistently high, we do see specific changes in the retina, most notably bleeding. The blood vessels on the retina get leaky, and we can see spots of blood on the retina. If it gets leaky enough, there can be swelling on the retina. And when all these things happen, it can affect the vision. However, you can have these changes and the vision can be perfectly fine. I've seen people with diabetic retinopathy and their vision is 20/20 and they don't notice any problems in their vision. So that's one of the reasons why we do recommend getting routine eye exams or dilated eye exams in all of our diabetic patients, specifically to look for these changes. So what can be done? Well, if there is enough of this diabetic retinopathy that really should be treated so that it doesn't progress. In severe cases, sometimes we see abnormal blood vessels that grow. We can see blood filling the inside of the eyes. And in some of these cases, that may require surgery. So if you are diabetic and haven't had an eye exam, we do recommend that you get one, at least on a yearly basis. For those who do have any amount of retinopathy, we do recommend more frequent eye exams just to be sure that it's not progressing. So what other common complaints do we see? Well, red eyes. My eyes are constantly red, or one of my eyes is red. Lots of different causes of red eye. But before we go on to that, we do have another caller. Hello? Good morning. Hi. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Dr. E. Hi, how can
I help
you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I was put on so fast, I didn't know.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I recently went to the doctor because my right eye is very weak.
Okay.
And I'm 42 years old. I don't think it has anything to do with it, but on one or both eyes I have dry Duchenne spots. And my right eye is actually starting to go a little bit cross-eyed whenever my eyes somewhat relax, as well as seeing double. And I was just wondering, I've had an eye exam, but I don't know, is there anything else that I can be doing? My eye doctor, who I really like, doesn't seem to be going forward.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. So, so you're having double vision? Is that it?
In one eye.
Oh, so when you cover your left eye, you still see double?
When I cover my left eye, I don't see double. But in the early mornings or in the late evenings, and at times, I do see a slight double image. Yes.
Okay, when both eyes are open.
When both eyes are open, if I'm not like really focused,
mm-hmm.
my right eye will start to go cross-eyed, sort of like
okay.
I was looking at. Kind
of like when you're tired.
Yeah, or even if I'm just sitting watching television, it just starts. Floating a little bit.
Okay. Well, were you recommended glasses to help you see better?
Yeah. I started wearing glasses and it actually started getting worse. So I didn't know if I stopped, but I'm getting new glasses this week.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do to make my right eye stronger, like wear a patch on the left or something?
You know, the patching is recommended for that lazy eye condition that I spoke about. And it's usually, you know, beyond 8 to 10 years old, the patching doesn't really do much since all those neurosensory pathways have been fixed. So patching we do recommend, you know, for kids who do have the lazy eye. But if you're noticing more of that doubling, you know, to like when you're tired or when you're kind of like not focusing properly, I mean, certainly getting a good glasses prescription will help.
Okay.
Yeah, like an accurate glasses prescription. Do you notice it, like when you're reading, like up?
A little bit. But even when I'm just, you know, sitting, relaxing, watching TV, teaching my lessons in school. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure why the right eye is more weak than the left. Yeah. So that's difficult to say without actually, you know, examining you. But,
of course.
But the first step is certainly getting a good glasses prescription. Now, have you worn glasses all your life, or is this like the first time you got glasses?
Well, I typically wear glasses that are prescription, but I haven't been wearing them for about a year.
Oh. And
prior to that, I was wearing prescription sunglasses for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, but certainly, and when you do wear the glasses, does the vision in the right eye get better?
Well, with my recent prescription, it didn't. That's why I stopped wearing them, which I know is not a good thing. I felt like it's actually getting worse.
Okay. Well, I mean, certainly getting a good prescription is the first step, and making sure that there's nothing else going on, you know, with the eye. There's got to be a reason why it's weaker or it can't be corrected with glasses. So
okay, this is going to sound, I really don't know much about my insurance, but once you've had one exam, are you allowed to do like a double check where I could come to you, or will they say the insurance?
Well, as long as there's there's some sort of medical issue, it should be covered. But again, you'd have to look specifically at your insurance plan for that.
Are you able to give out your office number or anything like that where I can call and make an appointment?
Oh, our office number. You can check us out. Do you have access to the web?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, HawaiianEye.com.
Okay.
www.HawaiianEye.com. All of our contact information is there. That's probably the easiest way to contact us.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
And I appreciate taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Have a good morning.
Happy New Year. All right. If you do notice any weakness in the eye or new onset blurry vision, you know, get it checked out. It may simply be that you need glasses, or that if you do wear glasses, you need a change in the prescription. And the prescription can change over time. I know in our older patients who are kind of developing cataracts that aren't really bad enough for surgery, sometimes getting a change in the glasses will help out. But if there are other reasons for that vision change, we can look for that. The hour's come and gone. Thank you for joining me this morning. I had a lot of fun. Hope you've had too. I want to thank Steve for helping me out this morning. If you enjoyed our program, certainly tell your friends about us. And again, check out our website, www.HawaiianEye.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Dr. Tortora. Hawaiian Eye Show is sponsored by Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with our offices on Oahu and on Hilo in the Big Island. This is Dr. Steve Reed filling in for Dr. Tortora. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year and aloha.
You've been listening to the Hawaiian Eye Show, sponsored by the Hawaiian Eye Center, where life has never looked better, with Harvard-trained eye surgeon Dr. Christopher Tortora. If you have an eye problem, want to get a second opinion, or aren't seeing as well as you used to, make an appointment with Dr. Tortora or one of the doctors of the Hawaiian Eye Center in Central Oahu or Hilo by calling C-2020. That's 733-2020. Until next week, here's looking at you.
When you have a cataract, your vision gets gradually worse over time. You don't see as well.
Having the corrective surgery and now having the vision of a much younger man, I can see again.
Our state-of-the-art surgery center offers safety and convenience without a hospital stay. Visit our website and learn what's involved in a cataract procedure. You'll be surprised how easy it can be.
Take a virtual tour of a cataract procedure at their website, HawaiianEye.com. To make an appointment, call Hawaiian Eye Center at C2020. That's 733-2020. Or from the neighbor islands, call 888-621-2020.
KHVH Honolulu.